Military action is important to the nation. It is the ground of death and life, the path of survival and destruction, so it is imperative to examine it. The ground means the location, the place of pitched battle. Gain the advantage and you live, lose the advantage and you die. Therefore, military action is called the ground of death and life. The path means the way to adjust to the situation and establish victory. Find this and you survive. Lose this and you perish. Therefore, measure in terms of five things. Use these assessments to make comparisons, and thus find out what the conditions are. The five things are the way, the weather, the terrain, the leadership, and discipline. These are to be assessed at headquarters. First, assess yourself and your opponent in terms of these five things, deciding who is superior. Then you can determine who is likely to prevail. The way means inducing people to have the same aim as the leadership, so that they will share death and share life without fear of danger. The way means humaneness and justice. In ancient times, a famous minister of state asked a political philosopher about military matters. The philosopher said, "Humaneness and justice are the means by which to govern properly. When government is carried out properly, people feel close to the leadership and think little of dying for it." The weather means the seasons. In ancient times, many soldiers lost their fingers to frostbite on campaigns against the Huns, and many soldiers died of plague on campaigns against the southern tribes. This was because of carrying out operations in winter or summer. The terrain is to be assessed in terms of distance, difficulty, or ease of travel, dimension, and safety. In any military operation, it is important first to know the lay of the land. When you know the distance to be traveled, then you can plan whether to proceed directly or by a circuitous route. When you know the difficulty or ease of travel, then you can determine the advantages of infantry or mounted troops. When you know the dimensions of the area, then you can assess how many troops you need, many or few. When you know the relative safety of the terrain, then you can discern whether to do battle or disperse. Leadership is a matter of intelligence, trustworthiness, humaneness, courage, and sternness. The way of the ancient kings was to consider humaneness foremost, while the martial artists considered intelligence foremost. This is because intelligence involves ability to plan and to know when to change effectively. Trustworthiness means to make people sure of punishment or reward. Humaneness means love and compassion for people, being aware of their toils. Courage means to seize opportunities to make certain of victory without vacillation. Sternness means to establish discipline in the ranks by strict punishments. Discipline means organization, chain of command, and logistics. Organization means that the troops must be grouped in a regulated manner. Chain of command means that there must be officers to keep the troops together and lead them. Logistics means overseeing supplies. Every general has heard of these five things. Those who know them prevail. Those who do not know them do not prevail. Therefore, use these assessments for comparison to find out what the conditions are. That is to say, which political leadership has the way? Which general has ability? Who has the better climate and terrain? Whose discipline is effective? Whose troops are stronger? Whose officers and soldiers are the better trained? Whose system of rewards and punishments is clearer? This is how you can know who will win. The ancient classic of documents says, "The one who treats me well is my leader. The one who treats me cruelly is my enemy." The question is, which side has a humane government, and which side has a cruel government?